There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live talks education.
Today we're talking about school fees, so we've got a range of guests. They can answer your questions, hopefully, and stand their ground, explain why they think school fees are the way they are. We've got David Cook joining us today. He's a headmaster at Repton School. Hi, David. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Natalie. It's a pleasure to be here.
We've also got Jenny Mullen, who's the editor of Early Years, whichschooladvisor.com. Hi, Jenny.
Hello. Hi.
And we've also got Sally Al Shikari, who is the owner of Bumblebee Nursery and Honeybee Nursery. Thank you very much for coming in, Sally.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, so we're talking all about school fees today, and it's no secret, I don't have children. I don't know how much it costs to send a child to school. Every single time we talk about it, Tim, I am aghast at the cost, really. Let's be honest.
It shocks you, doesn't it? I know.
I'm shocked. I think about how many things I couldn't do anymore if I had children, and it's quite a difficult thing to get my head around, but I'm going to give it my best go. So I guess, David, if we can start with you, the reason why it's so interesting talking about Repton is you've had a big change in school fees this year. Your prices are coming down, which is music to your parents' ears, I'm sure.
I think that's right. We took a decision about probably September, October. We're setting ourselves a goal of affordable excellence, and we looked at the fees and we thought this is getting difficult for some of our parents. We still believe that we're a premium school, so we're trying to pitch the level of fee right. But I'm with you. I've paid fees for 22 years as a parent back in the UK, so I know what it's like for both a parent and as a principal. And my governors and the group EKI set ourselves a target. How do we make premium education affordable? And it's a tough challenge.
Where do you have to look at cutting? Because surely you do have to cut, David, don't you, in some way? How do you reduce fees? What do you think about
it? Yes, again, a good question. You would use the word cut. I would use the word efficiency.
Okay.
One of the great things about Repton School, we've been here 10 years. We're celebrating our 10 years. Jenny asked us to do a plug, I think, for a fifth birthday earlier on. But we're 10 years old, and what that's allowed us to, we're now the third school. We're the first out here, but the third in EKI school. And there have been efficiencies. There's no question that some of the back office functions, such as finance or IT, purchasing, marketing, those sorts of areas. So we have actually made some efficiencies. And startup costs inevitably are quite high. We're just a little bit more mature. And we've really done a strong focus down on cost.
So you've got a school down in Abu Dhabi now, have you not, as
we
well?
Have, yep.
So
yep.
You would use the same marketing team for both schools?
Yes.
In other words, things like that. So that would be classified as an efficiency?
Yeah, it would.
Right, okay.
Okay, so Sally, you have a couple of nurseries. So talk to me about nursery fees, because I'm a bit more familiar with school fees. But in terms of nurseries, do you think the kinds of fees people are expected to pay are reasonable and good value for money?
Last December, we give a 50% discount on nursery fees in Dubai branch, but still we are giving the same equality to the parents. They receive the same equality, starting from the qualified staff, from the resources, equipment, the activities that we provide to the children. We would never compromise the fees with the quality. This is why we built our repetition since 10 years. Our branch in Sharjah, we opened it since 10 years, so we celebrate our 10 years. We still providing a very high quality service to our parents. But we understand that some of the parents, they still they think about the early years. It's not really mandatory. It's still optional for them. That's why they find it as hard to pay a high fees for the early years education.
And I mean, are you convinced that you get what you pay for? Do you think if you're spending a lot of money on early years, is it valuable to the child? Convince me.
Yeah, for sure. Because this is the base for the children. Each child, they need to be in a good setting to develop and improve their skills. By Ministry of Education, now it's become mandatory. Each child, they need to attend a 6 month in the nursery. And they have even the number for getting from the nursery to register in the school. I think the parents, they start to understand how it's important the early years.
I get that. I understand that. But if you, how long did the discount last for, the 50% discount, sorry?
Actually, in Dubai branch, we have a very limited capacity. We have just only 50 children. Right. So we are giving, till now, we run with a discount, but I'm not sure about the third semester. We built our reputation. That's why we want to tell the parents, even if we are in a very expensive place, which is very high level and city walk, but still we can give them a very high quality with a good price that they can afford it. Especially there is parents, they just reach UAE and they don't know what's in the market. And some of the people, they cannot understand that why we need to pay a 40 or 50,000 just only for early years. So we start build our reputation and telling and explain to the parents, even with the fees that we are giving now, we still provide you with a very high quality education.
But it means, doesn't it, that you can't put those fees back up, I suppose. If you offer that 50% discount, how do you get back to the level you were before?
Actually, by next year, yeah, because the people, they will know what's the setting, what exactly in Honeybee, what we give them from the quality, from the activities, and from the curriculum that we follow. So after it's already built, and they know already that this nursery, they are really giving a high quality, so they will understand that it's a short offer and it will not stay for a long time.
Okay, keen to get your opinion. Jenny Mullen is the editor at Early Years, so you can give us a bit of an overview. Right now, we're going to have a break for the news, but when we come back, it's just that conversation in a bit more detail.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And we've had a few text messages in already about discounts, about fees, where the cuts are taking place, so we'll get to those too.
Drive Live talks education.
We are talking education. Our guest today, David Cook, headmaster at Repton School, Dubai. Jenny Mullen, Early Years editor at whichschooladvisor.com. And Sally Alshikarchi, owner of Bumblebee Nursery and Honey Bee Nursery. I love the bee theme, by the way.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I guess, Jenny, we were just talking before the news there about the fact that fees are, you know, life here is getting more expensive. There's no two ways about it. We've got VAT, things are changing. Maybe traditionally people have had a lot of financial support through their employers for education, and that's not happening in the way that it used to. What's the feedback that you're getting from parents in terms of how expensive fees are?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for us, the two main themes that we hear for parents, there's two things that parents want to talk about all the time when it comes to schools, and that's and to parenting and life with children: school fees and screen time. So screen time's not today, but school fees, for sure. It's been a hot topic for years now, and there's a great sense of relief that the market does seem to be changing. I think the schools that have led with the reductions have created, you know, they've created a sentiment now, and that's sort of spreading out amongst parents, and parents are starting to feel like, well, I am going to go, okay, my school is not on this list, which there's a long list on Which School Advisor, and you can have a look at, of the schools that have reduced their fees. My school's not on this list, but I'm going to go and talk to them, you know, because a few years ago nobody would have done that. But that confidence is there. The choice in the market is, you know, looking back to when I enrolled my first son in school, it's a totally different landscape now. So there's that much more choice in nurseries, in schools. You know, the power is with the parents.
And the change is driven by the fact simply that we do have choice now, David. You know, you can, if you think you're being charged too much at a school, you can go and find a perfectly good school, perhaps a better school, cheaper, and you vote with your feet, don't you?
That's what's great about what parents have got now. Not only have they got choice, they've also got information. There's a very rigorous inspection regime out here, and they will look and they will provide annual or biannual reports so parents can check the quality of the school. And as you say, I mean, I think 23 schools opening in 12 calendar months. Parents can ask those questions. I'm going to take a bit of credit for Repton, actually. It takes 2 or 3 months to apply for a fee reduction before you get permission from the regulators. So we thought about that quite carefully. And although we've only announced the decision in the new year, that was actually based on 2 or 3 months hard work. You actually apply for this thing, and then it's actually awarded. So we're delighted that others are following suit. I come from Liverpool in the north of England previously, where I was a principal for 12 years, and we are really keen on affordable excellence. And I think Jenny's right. It's all about parents' choice, and that information is out there.
What did the KHDA say? Sorry, when you applied for a reduction, what was the reaction? I mean, put aside parental reaction, which was probably a big Cheshire Cat grin, I guess. What did the KHDA say?
Well, they want to know that it's sustainable. What they don't want to see is just schools with a quick market reaction. This, as far as we're concerned, is a new base. And I think Jenny's already alluded to this. I think parents are now in a position where things are in a more challenging environment, where parents can have that conversation, say, look, is this sustainable? And again, I just think that inspection framework and that quality framework just gives some helpful information.
Okay, we've had a text message in. There's no name on this one, but it says, if you discount on the fees, what are you reducing in the operations? There has to be something. So I mentioned this. Sally, what would you say to that person that's texting there saying, if you're able to offer a 50% discount on your nurseries, which you've done, what is being cut? What is being lost out on?
I just need to mention that the 50% is just only for a short time. I think if for the short time it doesn't affect any of the quality, because the resources, the equipment, the qualified staff is still there. Something that is not really the parents they notice it or it affect them. And I believe, like Jane, she said, it's the parents they need to choose, and they know already the quality. If they are looking for a high quality place, the quality need to be expensive, because it's coming with the staff, with the equipment, with the resources, with the new regulation and requirement. So all it costs. So it's their choice if they want to choose a very high quality nursery, or if they want to choose they need to put what they are looking for their children, what their point they are looking. They are looking for qualified staff. They are looking just for the daycare or for the nursery that follow the curriculum. So it's up to them.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. It's Aaron, and he has a question. Aaron, what's your question or comment rather?
Hi, panel. Thanks for having me on.
Hello.
It's Aaron Lotz from the Education Decision. I just wanted to ask the panel, you know, it's fantastic that school fees are coming down, or at least stabilising somewhat, but a lot of the parents I speak with, I guess, are looking at it with slightly sort of a suspicious eye and an eye on the future, and just wondering... you know, whether there is going to be a reduction in quality or as the guest mentioned, you know, there's increased efficiencies, but perhaps also it may be a case of owners having a look at their profit margins. And what does the panel think about that?
David, do you want to go first?
I'm very happy to. I'm going to say, first of all, Aaron, that quality does cost. At a school like Repton, we are offering the IB, the International Baccalaureate, and effectively students post 16 are choosing 6 subjects, and parents want the very best. So to get a great maths teacher or a great chemistry teacher or a great physics teacher, those things cost. Many schools out here are committed to the UK curriculum or the International Baccalaureate, and they are recruiting in an international field for the very best staff. And I guess even in nurseries, Sally has also mentioned the quality of staff. So there are that challenges. I think that balance between how do we maintain quality but also value for money. I guess every owner and every principal out here in the Gulf is struggling with that tension.
And I mean, Jenny, what do you think of that?
I mean, I'm sure that the owners are looking around them and seeing themselves in a more competitive marketplace. They are running businesses, and they will be evaluating what that they can take out of their businesses at the moment, and that's life for them. I think so long as David pointed out, so long as parents have the KHDA reports to make sure that there's a benchmark of quality that doesn't waver. And to keep referring to and to keep pushing at and asking questions about quality around their children's education, then hopefully, you know, these reductions won't impact on quality. But I'm hoping that parents are more sort of savvy about this now and will monitor that. In terms of what the owners are doing, yeah, for sure, you know, it'd be really interesting to talk to them about that. I don't think we're going to perhaps get all of their answers from the school groups, but it's a business, and I'm sure they're looking at their bottom line.
Well, they are. Aaron, let me ask you, when you've been on this program before, it's good to be back on, by the way. When you talk to parents, when you hear the gripes from parents about fees, well, what are the kinds of things that they say to you?
Well, look, I think parents understand that educating the child in this part of the world and the quality that we're aiming for is expensive, and it does cost. But I think some of them are probably wondering, well, if fees are stabilising or coming down, then why wasn't this happening earlier? Now, granted, there are increased competition now, but at the same time, I think some of them are a bit frustrated that perhaps some school owners, you know, probably had quite high profit forecasts and at the parents' expense, and they're probably wondering, well, why hasn't this happened a bit earlier?
Okay, Aaron, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you very much for your question. Okay, we have a question here for you, Sally. This says, if you are continuing a 50% discount and still maintaining excellent service, as you say, were you not possibly overcharging initially? What do you tell the parents the next year when you have to raise the fees by 50%? How is it possible to sort of keep the standards so high in terms of paying staff and having a good facility?
Actually, most of the parents that they register this year, they know already it's a short offer, which is only for the second semester. And we inform them that our capacity is just 50 students, so we cannot have a more than 50 children. So that's why they know already that it will not stay longer. For a 1 year, we open our business in Dubai. I believe we start to build our reputation. So the parents that they register with us, they know already that we really care about the quality and we give a good service to them. It's not related to the 50% discount. We just want to continue with our business. That's why we do just only a short offer for them.
So it's more like an opportunity for them to try your
yes,
service
exactly.
at a reduced
yes.
rate and hope that they are happy enough that they're prepared
yes,
to pay the full
exactly.
price
yes.
in the long run. Okay, we've got quite a lot of questions. Clearly fees are a quite a tricky topic mm-hmm. really to navigate. We're going to take some more questions when we come back.
Drive Live talks education.
We're talking education, in particular school fees. Our guest today, David Cook, headmaster at Repton School, Dubai. Jenny Mullen, editor, Early Years, whichschooladvisor.com. And Sally Al-Shikarchi, owner of Bumblebee Nursery and Honeybee Nursery. And we've been talking a lot about the fact that schools and their fees are quite expensive, how parents are feeling in terms of wanting to change that a little bit. And we've had quite a lot of text messages and people are asking questions about how you can offer discounts, how you can change things. We've also had a question in a slightly different direction. This one is about it's about not surveys. The word I'm looking for is...
Are you looking for inspections?
Inspections.
Yes.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Call on me if you need a dictionary,
yes.
NLT.
Just call on you if I need you to read a text message. That's all.
But it's an interesting text. It's really unfair on the KHDA because they're trying to bring schools up to speed very quickly. It's very unfair to ask the head teacher of a school because somebody texts in, and let me phrase this correctly. There's no evidence that annual inspections help with quality. This person believes it's public relations. However, if you look at the speed at which the UAE is growing and you put that, you consider that as a perspective, I suppose you have to come to a realization that actually you do need to do this in the first instance. And what we've seen now, David, for example, is an outstanding school is inspected every 2 years. That may well change not too far into the future. What would you say in answer to that?
Well, you give me an own goal. I'm going to say Repton is an outstanding school and we're only inspected every 2 years. I would say there is a balance. First of all, I do believe accountability and inspection does drive up standards. So I would call into question that the text right. that says, hold on, inspection is just a PR. No, my experience of the KHDA, we were inspected in January, was it was incredibly rigorous. So I do want to give credit. And many of those inspectors come from around the world. They're HMIs from the UK, but they're also from Australia, from the States, from the Emirates. I found it incredibly rigorous. So I do believe inspection holds schools accountable and drives up standards. But equally, schools don't want to spend all the time preparing for inspections. So again, it's that very difficult balance. I guess more and more schools will put pressure on the KHJ. There were 10 or 15 schools. Now there are going to be over 200. Maybe a 2-year model might be one day. But I do applaud the KHJ trying to drive up standards.
And I guess, Jenny, you're offering a complimentary service to inspections. It's a very different kind of review that you do. But would you agree with what David's saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we do is we do this sort of the softness, I think, around those kind of rigorous reviews. Ours are rigorous, but they're, you know, they're the parents' viewpoint, they're the teachers' viewpoint, they're really the internal goings on in the schools and the sort of the child's experience. But yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's a difficult one, isn't it? I think arriving here as an expat parent, you know, I think schools, it's a big thing, isn't it? It's a picking, and it's there's so much anxiety around it. And I think if I was arriving here with my children now, I'd really like to look back on annual reports at the school that I was choosing, because I wouldn't know a thing about schools in Dubai, unless of course I use Which School Advisor as well.
But I mean, you're paying an incredible amount of money
exactly,
want to know.
But also, like as David says, you know, now there's so many more schools than the KHDA have got a heck of a job to just get round them. And the Ministry of Education as well, who are doing the similar things. They're not publishing their reports at the moment. I'm sure eventually that will come, but they're doing the same thing for nurseries. And I know at the moment they are recruiting lots and lots more inspectors because they are really pushing to drive up standards and quality in that sector as well.
Joe, can I just bring up the word reputation? Sally, you said reputation. What you're trying to do is build your reputation. We're talking about inspections and perceived reputations, I suppose, from inspections online, whether it's Which School Advisor or the KHDA. You've had 10 years to build a reputation outside of the UK, David. How much is it the, when you talk to prospective parents, how much is it the Repton name, the brand, and how much is it the KHDA reports that parents bring to you?
Reputation is a good thing. It means you're grounded. There is some tradition there. Repton UK is over 400 years old, and we are proud of that link. But that's not a God-given right to actually mean that, therefore, we're an outstanding or an excellent school. So reputation will take you so far. But actually, I can remember a time in education when there was no inspection framework, where there were no league tables. Parents couldn't find out exam results and couldn't find out the quality of the teaching and learning in a school. And I think things have improved a great deal. I go back to what Jenny has just said. Actually, it is about choice, but there's a lot more information out there now, and I think parents are entitled to actually find and to look at the quality of that data.
Okay, we have Mark on the line. Mark, you want to ask about enrolment or re-enrolment fees, rather?
Yes, indeed. So my question is, why are the re-enrolment fees required so early for next school year? So in my case, I've been asked to pay by the 15th of March a re-enrolment fee for next year, and that re-enrolment fee actually comes even before term three has been paid for. So why is the re-enrolment fee required so early?
So Jenny, why is that fee required?
I mean, perhaps I can tell you my perspective from having, I was an early years teacher before I worked at Which School, and what would happen quite often in the nursery that I was working with is that parents would say, yeah, for sure, we'll be back in September, see you in September, see you in the summer, and then there's a huge drop off. We live in a really changing and dynamic city where people's lives, jobs, move. You know, we are an expat nation, and this is an experience of parents in other expat locations. We're at Which School now, we're in Hong Kong, we're in Singapore, and this is a similar thing here. This happens because schools are trying to budget. Schools are trying to, this is around sort of January, I'm sure David will agree, January, February, March is when schools are recruiting their teachers for next year. How do you do that if you don't know what classes you're going to need to deliver? So parents, you know, it's a really, you know, I've got two kids as well, and it's, you sort of bang your head on the table and think, oh God, you know, this is another thing. But it's an important commitment, I feel, that we actually need to make to schools.
And David, I guess from your perspective, you simply need to know how many teachers you need to employ for the next academic year.
Absolutely right. If we get this wrong and we don't recruit a chemistry teacher or a maths teacher, and then more pupils come back because we've got no indication from the re-enrolment fee, then we could be in trouble, actually. And then parents don't want that either. It is a more transient population. I guess the turnover we're hearing is about 20% a year. And I understand parents' frustrations, but it isn't an additional fee. It does actually come off next year's fee. So it does, in that sense, I understand it is being paid early, but it does allow us to budget.
Hope that answers the question, Mark.
Yep, no, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for calling. That's kind of it in terms of time today. We've had lots and lots of text messages. Maybe a final thought from Jürgen, who says, coming from a country with free education, education should not be a business, rather a non-profit organisation with well-paid teachers. So that's, yeah, that's his opinion on it. Okay, I thought you were going to say something else.
No comment.
Did you want me to jump in there?
Yeah, exactly.
I was looking in your direction.
No, I'm looking at that. There are a number of non-profit schools here, aren't there? There's only, I think, four left. We were talking about this a while ago. There aren't very many around. Mm. But the issue is for schools, it's very, very hard to raise finance. It's very, very hard to get money from financial institutions here. Hence, you have the debentures that we've talked about on this programme before. It's a difficult one. It's not a model that very many schools can follow.
And, of course, Jürgen has the freedom of choice to choose one of those schools if he so wishes here. Okay, thank you very much to our guest today, David Cook. He's the headmaster of Repton School. David, thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure, thanks.
And Jenny Marlin, editor of Early Years Which School Advisor. Jenny, good to see you again.
Thank you. Can I just say a really quick congratulations to Which School Advisor. We are five today, 5 years supporting parents in the UAE. Well done, everybody at Which School.
Happy birthday or anniversary. I'm not really sure which one is it.
Yeah. Birth anniversary.
And Sally Al-Shikarchi, who is the owner of Bumblebee Nursery and Honeybee Nursery. Thank you so much for coming in as well.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.